walking around a graveyard as I might do no matter where I am in the world, but today I'm in Dublin, gingerly standing between two graves as I try to get back to the path. I'm with Jack Murray of mediacontact.ie. I'll get the advert in because he'll only try and shoehorn it in later on. But today we're on a workshop, and you've come on the workshop yourself.
Yes, yeah. It's centred in the community that I live in Dublin, in Harold's Cross. And we're in Mount Jerome Cemetery, and it's a place steeped in history. We're just after seeing the family graveyard of the Stoker family of Bram Stoker. But interestingly, what we mightn't hear on the official tour is that this was a central plot of where a lot of drug addiction would have occurred in Dublin in the 1980s, and the graveyard really fell on really hard times. A lot of heroin junkies, people coming to funerals would have been mugged, robbed, and there was a huge transformation about 15 years ago. The government spent a lot of money through community employment schemes in cleaning it up, and a funeral company now actually owns the graveyard, and they spent a lot of money restoring it, and we were actually speaking there about you can get a really good cup of coffee here now. It's a great local restaurant called Mayfield, which is in Terenure, but they took over the franchise of the coffee shop, and people who go to funerals, they need to eat good buns and they need good coffee, so it's kind of a strange resource in the community, but people here really like it.
Funerals in Ireland pretty big.
Yeah, like death is one of those things that Irish people do really well, and that, you know, we the whole thing of you know, my wife says that my family are kind of it's kind of a social outing, and if you live in especially in the rural part of the country, people, you know, it's like a social event, and my father regularly speaks of that was a great funeral, and he goes and he meets people, and we're quite good at, there's that kind of traditional thing of the wake, so people, their body would be brought back to their home, and it would become a celebration of their life where the drink would flow, and people would celebrate their life, and it could take 2 or 3 days, but it's a really big ritual, and it's like on the commercial side, it's a really big business in Mount Jerome here. The crematorium is there may be two, but it could be like there's only a couple in the country, and lots of people now, they don't have religious ceremonies, and there's a church here that isn't consecrated, so you can have whatever sort of a ceremony you want, a burial you want here, and that happens on a daily basis here.
So on the record, what do you want for yours?
Well, I know for a fact, and I've realised it in the last 10 years, I will be buried here.
You've got a plot?
Yeah. And
the moment you talked about being buried here.
I will be buried here, and and it's kind of, it was a strange feeling when I realised that, but
it was a strange feeling when those bells started and a crow flew over our heads.
And it's, you know what, it's where I live, it's where I'm from, and I'm happy.
Have you got a playlist sorted?
No, not yet, no.
Not yet. Time to think about that. Please send your playlist recommendations for your funeral in the comments below. Jack, thanks very much.